Experts say the Walworth County Jail in Selby is outdated. They say it's unsafe for inmates and staff, but county officials continue to operate the jail, and now inmates are suing to close it. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The lawsuit says the National Institute of Corrections assessed the jail 3 years ago. The institute found numerous problems with the facility, including its layout, fire exits, security, sanitation, and lack of medical services. Jail consultant Brad Hompe presented the findings to the county commissioners.
You have overwhelming life safety issues there, not only for inmates, but the staff and the community.
In 2018, the commissioners asked voters to approve $10.5 million in bonds for a new jail, but voters rejected the measure. Now seven inmates are suing the county and the commissioners. The inmates want their case certified as a class action on behalf of other current and future inmates. Jim Leach of Rapid City is their attorney. He says they want the county to stop using the jail.
And there are two ways that could come about. It could come about if the county shuts down that jail completely and holds its prisoners somewhere else. And it could happen if the county builds a new modern jail for, you know, the 21st century, not the end of the 19th.
The county has not yet filed a response. Jamie Hare is the Walworth County State's Attorney.
We have referred it to our insurance carrier with regard to them representing us on the allegations, and that we're taking this seriously, and we'll try and determine what is in the best interest of the county with regard to the ongoing operation of the jail.
The jail was built in 1909. Hare says it holds 32 inmates. Multiple counties have contracts to house inmates there. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.